Yo, we're going to break into this hunch hang over here because we got an intercontinental vibe report on the line here right now. Roscoe, you there? Oh, wait a second. He doesn't seem to be on the air, though. Wait, back up. Here we go. Roscoe.
How about it?
Yeah, there you are. So where are you?
I'm in Denmark.
You're in Denmark.
Aalborg, Denmark.
Oh, my God. So how about eat? What the hell is going on?
Well, I just choked down a whole plate full of spaghetti bolognese, you know.
That's
good
bologna?
For the booze mop, yeah. To, you know, saying you get that pasta in there before you start boozing it.
Mm.
We've been doing a lot of these rock festivals. Tonight we're going to be on TV just before Santana.
Carlos?
We've been playing some wild ones.
Are you guys going to stop to pray for David Deep?
Oh, David Deep?
Yeah.
He can hold on to it himself. I'm not going to go near that guy. I don't know what we've been doing. Yesterday we played at this festival with Tracy Buckwheat Chapman. she was there. I think Prince has gotten to her. I have a feeling her next record's going to be a heavy funk thing. You know, she showed up in a white limo.
Ooh.
Pulled out her guitar.
I know somebody went to prep school with her.
Where?
In Connecticut.
Oh, at Bennington or something?
Yeah, that's exactly where it was.
How about it?
How bad?
That's roots.
See,
for
I
you
know
folks.
These things.
Can you,
I don't know
can
why.
Can you hear Bruce?
You getting me at all, Sco?
Can you hear Bruce?
No.
Oh, well. You can pick
what,
up
does
the,
he want to use the amp?
Line. No, he doesn't want to use the amp. I heard you had some customs trouble.
Oh, yeah, we had some customs trouble trying to go to... We didn't make it to Russia. Instead, we were stuck in stinking Paris for 2 days.
Stinking party. I love Paris. In the
doing laundry. I don't like Paris. I think it's a very overrated burg myself.
Well, especially if they won't let you go to Moscow.
Hey, there he is.
There he
yeah.
is.
Okay. Yeah, no, I don't need the amp, man.
Oh, okay. Well, you can use it, you know.
That's cool. I appreciate that.
You ought to just put it on tape and have that just in case one of them coyotes won't let you have it, you know.
Yeah, hopefully Albert's listening.
Oh, okay. Hey, Albert.
The tape is running, so we have the evidence.
Oh, beautiful.
All right.
Excellent. So,
what's
the
vibe, man?
What's the vibe again? I forgot.
What vibe? Rock festivals.
Oh,
okay.
Rock fest.
Last week
so
we
lot,
played,
the girls take
last
off their tops.
Saturday, I missed the vibe because we played 2 in 1 day in 2 different countries.
Jesus.
Wow.
And we had a private, one of those 9-passenger Cessna jets, you know?
Uh-oh.
Just like Buddy Holly. Huh?
Somebody's trying to get rid of you, Roscoe.
No, I made sure they filled the thing up with gas both times.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that'll help.
You're rocking all over the world.
It just makes
yeah,
it explode faster.
And, you know, we've been doing the Marshall Double Stack 100 watts, you know?
Jesus.
Woo!
Big amps.
Which, yeah, it's good for you. It's good to you, too, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it tastes good.
Let's see. Well, I saw Cheap Trick. They told me, Robin Zander told me to tell Ann Casanelli hi, so.
Hi, Ann.
So Rob the Flack will tell her now, you know.
Oh, right. This is an international communications network.
Yeah, match me,
we're
Robin.
We're running
yeah.
here.
Oh, and I also saw Meatloaf twice.
Maybe you just saw him once and it looked like you saw him twice.
He's really incredible, actually. Was
he eating?
He didn't let me down. He, in fact, you know, afterwards
you
I was talking to a catering girl. You know, she asked all the guys if they wanted some sandwiches afterwards. You know, you're going for a long ride and everything. And the meat actually came in and picked up a whole tray, you know, like of food and took it to his own personal spot. You know, he's got his own cooler and everything.
He does know Phil Rizzuto.
He should go out
yeah,
with that girl and
Rizzuto's pissed at him for that, you know.
Oh, is that right?
Because Rizzuto didn't know it was about a sexual metaphor.
Yeah, somebody had, Bill White had to explain it to him, I think.
Mm.
But the meat, you know, he was explaining as I was like spitting up beer. He was explaining how he quit drugs and drink and you know, I
Bearing
guess all
his...
he does is try to fill out his wine shirts now. But he does. he said that if he had never had sex, then he would be perfect. But I don't know.
Mr. Loaf, well, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's see, what other news is news? I don't know, we're just in this Denmark, it's like a sea of blondes.
How about eat?
You get whiplash, yeah, I just had some spaghetti bolognese.
Yeah, sure, Stumpty Haven,
yeah, sure. Let's see, we went to Finland, Switzerland, now we're just about headed back to England to maybe look for some shoes.
Play
a couple
You lose them there last time?
A couple of times. Mm-hmm. We're playing on the 4th of July with Mojo, so that should be a good, like, expatriate American.
Happy birthday, USA.
Give our regards to the Mojo.
Yeah, tell him to wrap himself in the flag.
It's always funny to be away on the 4th of July, you know?
Yeah, especially sort of if you're like, in teabag land.
Yeah, it's, you know, you can sort of get behind the 4th of July more. Kind of like when you're out of New York and you're watching Letterman, you can kind of get behind it a little more than
when
if
you
realize,
dodging,
you know, that,
quarter sticks.
That smarmy Paul Schaefer guy is running around like the Cat Club trying to pick up your girlfriend, you know?
or your little brother.
Yeah, or your little brother.
Is there a transcontinental vibe? I guess it is a spaghetti-related one.
Yeah, it's just a spaghetti vibe. Oh, and also, you know, it's just that I wanted to call in the vibe report a couple of times, but I just, you know, I was having
I heard
such
you came
a nice
in an hour
time
early.
In New York, and then just before I left, I kept hearing people, you know, saying such terrible things about me, and I haven't even really been there long enough to do anything terrible in a long time. I just wish they would let up, you know.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
It's weird, man, because you've been behaving yourself.
I know. Also, the thing with the prison thing is, like, it's way up. You know, I don't have to really behave anymore for legal reasons.
This is an ethical sort of like a grow-up Davy and Goliath kind of thing.
Yeah, and I don't really like to, you know, I don't even like it. You know, girls have been saying nasty things to me, and I just, that's kind of against my thing. Backhanding isn't really,
it's kind of gauche.
Even the SCO doesn't look at backhanding girl as being a great thing to do, but there's some things that are so rude being said, I just can't believe it, you know?
Well, rumor control is on it, Hoss.
Well, you know, these people, they know who they are. They're really rude, and they gotta lighten up a little bit, you know? This goes lighten up, you know? He's drinking diet soda. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, he goes decaf every once in a while.
Kinder, gentler.
Yeah, kinder, gentler.
Stoneder.
Almost 2,000
points. Oh yeah, we scored at the last festival on some hash too. So we're like, I guess I can say that because I'm completely out of the country.
Yeah,
you guys would never.
We'll let you back in.
Yeah. Yeah, you do sound kind of